Chapter 152. Sirius takes care of things. If a dictator falls in a forest, does he make a sound? The first odd thing Harry found in the following days was that killing Voldemort did not end the war. The Ministry was still full of Death Eaters and mind-controlled puppets. The Death Eaters still had their army of giants and their werewolves and vampire allies, even if the remaining Dementors had decided that they were best suited for a quiet, rural lifestyle on, say, a mysterious island, not cluttering up towns and byways. The second odd thing was that no one seemed to expect him to fight anything. Oh, he tried! But with the Dementors cowed to his will, Azkaban just wasn't that bad anymore. The only reason they stayed was because they needed to thoroughly brick up the flu entrance and secure it for a base for Hermione's new Muggle-born army, of which Harry was an honorary member. Not that it was a permanent base, but until they had someplace to go, they were staying put. Draco had come up with a new political slogan for his inevitable run for minister against Hermione. Muggleborns, they're terrifying. Harry had to admit, it was both catchy and accurate. When Hermione and Ron weren't in the process of training a paramilitary force of grateful, slightly mad, and increasingly dangerous wizards and witches, they camped out by Harry's bedside for the first couple of days. This involved some tears and some yelling. Harry could have left his bed, but it would have involved dealing with people and questions, neither of which he felt he had the patience for. He had a great deal of work to do, after all. He had a feeling his potion to assist with people afflicted with dark curses was going to be very necessary, sooner than later. And so he'd gone back to basics. A basic runic syllabary and 1001 herbs and fungi. Both were soothing, familiar companions. Harry's friends all visited him, as well as nearly everyone else on the island. The stubborn remainder of the prisoners they'd rescued. Greg only allowed his friends past the door, taking to his new job of professional loomer as if made for it. On Harry's third morning since Voldemort's death, the solid, sleeping presence of Sirius shook himself thoroughly with the dawn and changed into a man. A frowning man. Nice morning, Harry tried. Weather's quieted down. And we're leaving today, Sirius informed him. So up you get. But no, I have to...
You have to what, Harry?
The statue, Harry muttered. Yes, Draco said you were avoiding that. Well, I've dealt with old Snape. Harry shot bolt upright.
By stealing a boat, Harry, calm down. Calm down. He's fine.
I mean, as fine as a man who is a statue can be. Draco did a good, thorough transformation. He'll need help untransforming him and some damn practice. I heard about the mice, but we can take care of that.
Say something, Harry.
Harry shook himself. Right, Harry said. A boat? Stole it off some muggles, Sirius said sheepishly. Commandeered. I've got papers that say I'm allowed to take stuff if I need it. But it always made me feel shifty. And it might be a ship. I'm not nautical.
Sirius, what have you been doing the past few years?
Sirius completely ignored the question. Couldn't you untransfigure him? I mean, I know you don't like him, but...
Sirius sighed. I would if I could, Harry. If only to see his face afterwards. But I won't risk doing it wrong.
No, you want Professor McGonagall. Which is convenient, what with you going back to Hogwarts when term starts.
I'm... What? No!
Security there isn't as tight as it was when you were hiding there, Sirius continued. Just a few Death Eaters to clear out, and then we'd have one of our strongholds back. It's going to be a pain in the neck clearing the Ministry, but if we take Hogwarts, that's a start.
Take it, but what are you going to do with the Karrows and the others?
No idea, Sirius said cheerfully. I'm sure I'll come up with something in the heat of the moment. After all, I'd hate to go into something absurdly dangerous with a plan.
That, Harry thought, was a bit too on the nose, and he glared at Sirius. Some people would be nice to me right now, he told Sirius, because of, I don't know, trauma. I might cry.
Yeah, Rita Skeeter will love that. She'll write another book. Harry Potter defeated the Dark Lord and then cried about it.
How long am I going to be in trouble?
Forever. Or at least until you agree to stay safe at Hogwarts while the Order wraps up the rest of this war.
Hogwarts isn't safe yet. We can deal with a few Death Eaters, especially now that they're scared and leaderless, and we won't have to hide quite so hard.
I can help, Harry said to his blanket. I really can. I won't fight him and then lose to someone else.
Then you can be support and backup. If something really goes wrong, we'll call you in. But we won't waste you on raids.
You've been rehearsing this in your head.
I absolutely have. For days.
Why did I think having a parent would be nice? Harry moaned.
There was a pause.
Dunno, but I've made it something of a lifestyle keeping Potters in more or less one piece and without too swelled a head, so I reckon I'm not stopping now.
Harry flapped a hand at him.
It's fine, it's fine. I'm just doomed.
You've been spending too much time with Draco Malfoy.
This was, admittedly, true.
Harry rolled out of bed and got up.
A great deal of arguments later, involving quite a lot more yelling and more than one day, it happened like this. They all sorted themselves out on a great boat, leaving the flue once more unblocked and the Dementors under strict orders to answer no questions on pain of Harry coming back. The Muggleborn army and Harry's friends took a boat, officially commandeered by a shady branch of the Muggle government, back to the mainland, where they were going to filter back into society in preparation for the end of Hogwarts' winter break. Harry leaned on a railing and felt the cold salt spray on his face, and spotted Hermione striding by.
Hey, Hermione, got a minute?
You just have to ask, she said, and came and leaned on the railing next to him. How are you, Harry?
I had an idea for how you could cheer me up. A prank I want to pull, at Hogwarts. I think it'd be all right for the war effort, too. And I bet you aren't that thrilled about being packed up and left out, either.
Well, what is it?
We all have this spare polyjuice now, which gave me the idea. Hermione, how do you feel about teaching Muggle studies?